And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is Tuesday morning, the 26th day of September. Good morning, everybody.
I was all excited because I thought it was supposed to be nice and chilly and rainy today. And I got out in my car and I'm like, why is it still 70? That doesn't seem right.
And it's warm and rainy.
But within a few blocks, it dropped down to 66. And that made me happy.
I think it's cold.
Oh, I love it.
You're always cold.
Well, yeah.
You said, right before we went on the air, you said, coffee's bad today.
Oh, it's disgusting.
What makes bad coffee?
Well, we ran out of the good creamer. We had French vanilla cream to put in it, and
okay,
we ran out.
Gotcha.
Because Dale and I utilize it too heartily. And so now we're down to the gross, disgusting.
Is it the powdered stuff?
No, it is still cream, but it had to be expired a couple of years ago.
Ew.
Now that I taste it, it ain't right. Whatever just went in my mouth is not right.
So your jaunt through the fridge a couple of weeks ago for the expired stuff did not turn up this.
When we learned that 75% of the things in our office refrigerator were expired, that continues.
Yeah, just didn't get that.
That's what I'm saying.
As one who considers coffee as a whole to be just dirty water, I wondered what constituted bad coffee.
Usually not dirty water. This is delightful coffee.
What do you have?
I made it at home.
Yeah, see, she's smart.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust anything in our kitchen.
Rightfully so. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, rainy start to a Tuesday morning, though, and it should continue. We'll take a look at weather coming up here in a second. First, the stuff we need to know in the 10 items or less.
I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Have you heard any controversy? NFL kneeling? Have you heard about national?
I don't know. You mean kneeling in the end zone for a touchback? You put it out on the 20?
Apparently, there's something new the kids are talking about. Vice President Mike Pence says he'll always stand for the national anthem, and he thinks NFL players should stand too. Pence told the crowd at a rally in Birmingham, Alabama last night that it's not too much to ask for players to stand for the anthem. President Trump pumped up the controversy over players kneeling during the anthem during a rally in Alabama last week. Trump said players who take a knee while the Star Spangled Banner plays should be fired. At last night's Dallas-Arizona Monday Night Football game, the Cowboys players and owner Jerry Jones locked arms and knelt before the national anthem began, and then they actually stood for the song. Here's my two cents. All I'm saying is, can we move on to the next phase of this, which is fixing the problem that this started in the first place? Like,
right,
I get
right,
it. I understand
right.
why you're kneeling, and I agree that you want to bring this cause to the forefront. Yes, absolutely. Can we move forward to the solution now?
Right.
Let's do that.
Them exactly. Mm-hmm. No, that's
just a suggestion.
They're all caught up on that.
Let's move forward and fix the problem, people. Problem, solution. Find it.
Yes. Right. Thank you. That's summed up in 5 seconds.
Done.
Find a way to do that, yes.
Several missing dresses worn by 1930s child film star Shirley Temple are in the Kansas City area. So this woman, Tanya Bervaldi Camerata, bought 3 of the 5 missing dresses at a Kansas City auction back in 2015. She tried to ship them to an exhibition in Vermont, but they never arrived. Then a few weeks later, she found out they were sold at auction in Kansas City as unclaimed goods. All but one of the missing dresses have been located, but a white gown from the movie The Little Princess remains unaccounted for. If you have any information, know anything about these dresses, you can email questions@ShirleyTempleDolls.com. Salvador Perez and Mike Moustakas hit back-to-back home runs in the 7th, but it was not nearly enough. Royals fall 11-3 to the Yankees in the Bronx. One more Kansas City loss or Minnesota win would officially eliminate our Royals from postseason contention.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody's saying go out this weekend. It's the last homestand. It's the last time you will see this core of World Series players together.
Right.
It's sad, but we owe them one last hurrah.
That'd be a good weekend.
So, Hosmer and those guys, Kane, Moustakas. Well, I mean, we'll see who ends up staying.
That makes me sad to hear. I know it's going to happen.
I know, right?
Still
go
makes me
sad.
Go out
and see them one last time.
There you go. And it is National Pancake Day. Does that help? Does that make you feel better? This food holiday is observed each year on September 26th.
Only if they were in my mouth.
That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The show is 6:31 for Tuesday morning. Jen's impossible question.
Liberty Corn Maze passes up for grabs. According to a new study, adults spend twice as much time here as they spend exercising each week.
All right, let's start in Liberty. It's Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Is it at the bar?
Oh, that's a great guess. No. No.
Oh, that's pretty fantastic.
If you're my husband, it would be quadruple the time.
Harrisonville, Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I'm going to say sitting on the couch.
Nope, sitting somewhere. It's not the couch.
Let's try Daniel. Good morning, Daniel. What do you think, buddy?
I'm going to say the dinner table.
not the dinner table.
I have a feeling, do I think I know where this is going?
I think you do.
Is this a true to fave as well?
Yes. Oh, my. Now I know.
Where adults are spending twice as much time, or in Brian's case, 12 out of the 24 hours a day.
Oh, what? 816-576-7102.
This is where you might read books, watch videos. I don't know what you do.
Well, you're sitting there on a toilet eating a sandwich and crying.
All right, we'll take one more before the break here. We get that coming up, though. Entertainment news.
Yes, we're going to talk about stuff. The first elimination on Dancing with the Stars, not really a big surprise. We'll tell you who it was, though.
All right, Tiffany in Overland Park, you're next up. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I would guess the drive-thru.
No.
Oh, man.
No, not it.
Oh, boy.
Somewhere in the house.
All right, we'll get more guesses coming up here and take your calls next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
New study came out, says adults spend twice as much time here as they spend exercising. Where are we spending that time?
Well, hopefully Tristan's going to have the answer. She's in Pleasant Hill this morning. Tristan, what's your guess?
The bathroom?
Yep, sitting on the old toilet.
Yeah.
There you go.
Adults spend twice as much time there as they spend exercising each week. This survey also found adults rack up an average of a little over 3 hours on the potty every week, but they spend just an hour and a half being active.
Hmm. All right.
We will send you out to be active, a family four-pack of passes to the Liberty Corn Maze.
Yes, my kids are going to love it. I didn't hear if somebody guessed that or not. I was dropping them off at daycare.
Oh, no, you got it. You're the first one.
Dropping the kids off at daycare. That's, you know, how that goes. All right, hold on for a second, Tristan. We'll get your info, okay?
All right, thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The show for Tuesday morning, the 26th of September.
Just real quickly, I know it's a mess on I-29. We will get to traffic in just a few minutes. But first, celebrating birthdays, singer and actress Olivia Newton-John is 69. Tennis star Serena Williams is 36 today. And host of MTV's Catfish, Neve Schulman, is 33. That show, you cannot start an episode and not finish an episode of Catfish.
No.
Because once it starts, you have to know, what is that? Are they really, is that person real? What's happening?
You can't start a marathon without watching the whole marathon.
Those producers are geniuses.
By the way, did you see there's a new show on MTV called 90s House?
I believe it premieres today. I saw the promo for that.
And MTV Classic yesterday was running all day when we got home, just nothing but 90s videos. I was in heaven.
They were showing actual videos?
Well, MTV Classic, they show videos all the time.
Right.
It was awesome. It was fantastic.
Videos are things that used to run on the television screen.
That's what I watch on YouTube.
Exactly. Last night was the first night of eliminations on Dancing with the Stars. Unfortunately, someone got sent home.
The first couple to be eliminated is Barbara and Keo.
Yeah, that's Barbara Corcoran. She was on Shark Tank. She and her partner Keo got sent home. That is not a surprise. I think we all saw that coming. It was ballroom night last night. Vanessa Lachey and Max triple tied for the highest score of the night. They got a 24 out of 30. Victoria Arlen and Val also got the 24. And then Jordan Fisher and Lindsay Arnold, who we just had on our show a couple days ago, also tied on top of the leaderboard.
Look at that.
Miley Cyrus's parents, Billy Ray and Tish Cyrus's divorce proceedings, which were initiated 4 years ago, have officially been called off due to inactivity. According to court documents, the Superior Court of Los Angeles dismissed the case because both parties failed to appear in front of a judge. Tish filed for divorce from Billy Ray back in 2013, but they publicly reconciled just 10 days after the split and are currently together. They said in a statement at that time, "We both woke up and realized we loved each other and decided we want to stay together." And the sequel to It has officially been scheduled to arrive in 2 years. Comes out September 6th, 2019. The story was always meant to be adapted into two parts, with the first movie focusing on the children's experience with the iconic monster, and then the follow-up is going to be told from the adult's perspective.
Well, you have 2 years to see this film, Shaylee.
No. No, I will not.
How about this? You start with the original, which was on TV.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, less scary potentially for you.
No. No, thank you.
I saw the Walmart has a box set. It's like $7.
No.
You get the original It. You get The Exorcist, Friday the 13th, and something else. It was the best four-pack of movies I've ever seen.
Are you scared of scary movies in general, or is it just the clown thing?
Just the clown thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
2 years. We have 2 years to work on.
I'm not doing it. Start with Stranger Things. Get caught up on that. We're going to work you up. We're going to build it up to seeing it.
That's a month from today.
I don't like scaring myself on purpose.
Or tomorrow.
What?
A month from tomorrow, Stranger Things.
Dear area Kansas City clowns,
no.
Our studios are located at 508 Westport Road.
No.
Feel free to stop by and visit.
The bigger your machete, the better.
Oh, God.
It's entertainment news for Tuesday.
Bring snakes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Fall? Fall's here?
Yes.
Pumpkin spice everything? Did you guys see the meme yesterday? Somebody put, it was an auto repair shop, and they put, "They're here. Pumpkin spice breaks." I thought that was
Jen
the
would go.
Yeah, right.
I like the pumpkin spice toilet paper. I did see that.
Oh,
pumpkin
come
spice
on.
Sherman. Uh huh.
Oh,
it's not real. That one's not real. The deodorant is
real. Oh, that's
real.
The line.
And I'm wearing it now.
I just cannot. I am so not basic. My basic card is revoked.
How's it been for you?
It's really good.
Feel like it keeps the sweat away and everything?
It's aluminum-free, paraben-free. I don't know what that means, but I feel like it means it's better for me.
Okay.
And she's attracting basic 20-year-olds everywhere.
Girls in Ugg boots keep talking to me. I don't understand what's happening. You should try it, Truda.
All right, can I? You know what? Can I clear something up here real quick? What is really the definition of basic?
Me.
If I were to go to the dictionary, it would be...
It's pretty close, except I don't like pumpkin spice.
But does it fall in the line of, like, hipster? Or
no,
is it to,
no,
like,
no.
On the other side?
Here, I'll pull up the Urban Dictionary, because it's...
Always carrying a phone, Starbucks, and Uggs.
Forming an... No. That's the real definition of basic. No, Merriam-Webster, I don't need you. I have to go Urban Dictionary for this. Only interested in things mainstream, popular, and trending.
That's definitely you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you now.
Their
I just
example?
Wanted to make sure that I used it correctly in the wild.
The example that they used is, OMG, Bay is so basic. All she wants to do is drink pumpkin spice lattes and play Candy Crush. So there you go.
To a caramel latte and you got it.
And then it actually says, hashtag Shaylee.
Hashtag blessed.
Oh, there you go, folks. It's the show word of the day for you. And the track of the day is coming up, as a matter of fact, just after we do 10 items or less with Jen this morning. Your chance to win, and we'll tell you what that has to do with NASCAR coming up.
Hey, good news. The end of the world postponed until October.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to take a knee for a second.
Yeah, remember how Saturday was supposed to be the end of the world? This Christian conspiracy theorist, David Mead, has thrown out that prediction. September 23rd, not the day the world is going to end. He has updated his prediction to October 15th on his website. It says the actual event of the beginning of the tribulation begins on October 15th. Hold on and watch. We get a couple more weeks. A walk down the wedding aisle requires just the right musical accompaniment. The Washington Post took a look at a Spotify playlist of popular wedding songs across the country, found that Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud is today's top tune for taking your vows. The top three wedding songs are rounded out by Bruno Mars' Marry You and John Legend's All of Me.
Yeah, this gets played a lot.
You're a wedding DJ.
Yes, this, if anybody would like to, they can call.
Do you feel like you play this very, very often?
I do. In fact, I still play this at a lot of school dances as well. Because they want the slow songs. We do about one slow song every 30 to 40 minutes at the school dances.
Does anybody still ask for Etta James at Last? That's my favorite.
Yeah, that still gets played a lot. Sure.
I want to get remarried just to have that one there.
Well, do a renew your vows party.
I can hire Brian Truda Entertainment.
10% discount for you.
10%?
It's the friends and family. Come on, what do you want?
Have you seen what I make here?
My wife's unemployed, so hey, there's that.
Touche, my friend. And scientists say while it may be better for your mental health to make your bed, it could be better for your physical health to leave it a complete mess. Leaving it unmade allows the million or so dust mites who share the bed with you every night to die off. The bugs are happiest in a warm, moist environment and are more likely to die off when that environment changes, like when you leave. Keeping the sheets wide open helps in their demise. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday here on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
816-576-7102. You can call or text with what shows you are most excited about premiering. The 12th caller text we get wins tickets to Kansas City Fashion Week.
Well, this is the premiere season, so we dip right into this. Got a lot of people here on the lines, 816-576-7102. Olathe, Stacy, what show are you excited about?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah. What show are you excited about?
It's kind of an old show coming back. I'm excited for Will and Grace.
Oh, yes!
That's going to be good.
Oh. I've seen a couple of clips, and it looks like they just picked up right where they left off.
Yes. That was so one of my old favorites.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
That's pretty good. Yep. Amy in Blue Springs, are you going to be crying along with the rest of us tonight for your favorite new show?
Yes, I'm going to be watching This Is Us. I'm
yes.
So mm-hmm.
Do you have to actually have a box of Kleenex sitting with you?
It's recommended.
Yeah. Shaylee and I watched the season one finale together, and then I cried at parts that she didn't cry, mm-hmm. and then we had to pass the Kleenex back and forth. It was all very, you know, a whole
weird.
Thing. Yeah. Great show.
I cried everything.
So does Jen.
I should watch with you, so then I don't feel bad.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate that. Text line going overboard today so far.
I just got one that said, I'm most excited and addicted to The Good Place with Kristen Bell. It's absolutely amazing. And the first season had a huge twist. I cannot get enough of the second season already. Yep. A lot of This Is Us. Law & Order SVU, Grey's Anatomy, Stranger Things 2. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also got a text for The Blacklist. Let me scroll through because I know we've gotten 12 at this point. 7542 says Supernatural. Going through and counting, which one is the 12th? It is Will and Grace, 1489. You are the texter who wins the tickets to Kansas City Fashion Week.
Oh, look at you. All right. Is, Conor McGregor in a Speedo?
Wait, what?
That's on my screen over here. Is that old? Is that from the fight? Or is that from, or is that what your TV show you want to watch? Conor McGregor in a Speedo.
I'm not aware of this show.
It's just up on my screen from the guy who wants her, from the girl who wants Will and Grace.
Is this your Google Predicts?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know if that was new or not. So there you are. All right, very good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Yes. Sounds of my formative college years.
I was just watching Jen dance.
Yes, this was on our basketball warm-up mix tape.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
And it was an actual tape.
A tape?
See, all throughout our reunion tailgate last week, they had a playlist of the best hits of 97.
Our
was
that on there?
High school graduating year, this was on there, yeah.
Of course it was.
Good.
Good stuff. So, all access with Shaylee for Tuesday.
Ed Sheeran doesn't have his Halloween costume figured out entirely yet, but he always chooses to be a famous redhead.
I went as Chucky from the Rugrats. who else? I was Ron Weasley one Halloween. I also went as the Gingerbread Man one Halloween. Seed of Chucky. So basically anything with red hair.
You know, that's amazing. And he just announced his U.S. Stadium Tour for next year, and he will be stopping at Arrowhead October 13th.
That's
we'll have
not
tickets.
Just stopping. You're playing Arrowhead.
Yeah, he's playing Arrowhead. That's going to be pretty cool.
That's amazing.
You might have a chance to see him, Truda.
For the first time ever, yes. Yes.
On Monday, another redhead, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made their first official public appearance together in Toronto.
That's
and they
for
arrived
Prince Harry.
Holding hands. What?
That was for Prince Harry.
I can't with you. But he actually went to her set because she's on Suits.
That's right.
And
so
he visited her on the set last week, and he was super low-key, met some of the crew, and was so happy to watch her. So we're still waiting for those engagement rumors to start happening again. And did you see this, Jen? I'm surprised you haven't said anything about it. Pretty Woman, the musical, is coming to Broadway in the fall.
You know, I was not a huge Pretty
Woman. Really?
I've seen it a million times because it's on TV so much, and it's
there
cute.
She goes again.
I
not liking things that everybody else does.
I do like it, but it's not like I'm not obsessed with it like I think some people
are. Director and choreographer Jerry Mitchell, who did Legally Blonde and Kinky Boots, is bringing it to from the big screen to Broadway in the fall of 2018. And it's going to do kind of a tryout run, again, Chicago, for 5 weeks at the Oriental Theater in the spring of 2018. Performances are going to start March 13th. I'm surprised. I thought you really would have liked that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a cute movie.
Truda?
It's fine.
For what it was, it wasn't my favorite at the time, but I liked it. Okay.
I got to be honest. I kind of thought it would have already been on Broadway. Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
They had to run out of other ideas first.
That's true. That's your all access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning.
Shaylee's got some issues.
Thank you, Jen.
Some things we need to help her work out. It's okay. We've all gone through them. Truda and I have just aged out of how to help you. That's the problem. You came to us off the air and said, how do I solve this dating problem? And Truda and I are like, I don't know, 20
well,
years
we
old.
Didn't call it this back in the day
no,
either.
No, it's completely different to us. So we're going to have to share a little bit of your story.
Okay.
We won't make it uncomfortable. You can stop.
Well, I'm just speaking for yourself.
Are all questions...
Time to put the spotlight on.
Sure is hot in here with that spotlight on me.
Let the grilling begin.
Oh, good.
And then we'll see if people can help you. Because I honestly, I tried to give you advice, and then I realized I just sounded old and, like, I don't
well,
know.
Well, you know, what we realized was that in this day and age where you're tethered to your social media and your phone 24/7.
Yeah.
All we had to do was just not listen to the answering machine.
Exactly.
The answering machine?
Yep.
Yeah,
do
that's
you remember having one of those growing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know what it is.
Do my parents still have one?
And you could always use the excuse that it got erased. Oh, I never even got your
right?
message.
Oh, exactly.
It got erased.
Oh,
well,
the
that
machine.
That's a good
machine
idea.
Messed up again. Tape ate it. My bad. Those were so great.
So we will delve into Shaylee's dating issue here in just a little bit. He's out of town. He'll never know, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, I think so.
How many times you would record that outgoing message over and over? And you're like, no, Dad, you're going to say, this is the Truda family. And then I will say, we're not here right now. And then Mom says, leave a message at the beep.
Because how else would they know what to do if you didn't tell them what to do?
That's
this was your entertainment?
Right. Or you would, like, you would hit it and you all go... Okay, we're going to say, hi, it's the Trudas on
right.
3, 2, 1. Ah! Oh, we messed it up. We got to do it again. Like, dang it. Oh, man. God, these were problems back in the days. First world problems.
I'm kidding.
10 items or less than the stuff we need to know for Tuesday, the 26th of September.
I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Apparently, there's some controversy. National anthem, NFL, anybody
Wait, what?
Heard anything about this?
Nah, I don't.
Wow. Vice President Mike Pence says he'll always stand for the national anthem, and he thinks NFL players should stand too. Pence told the crowd at a rally in Birmingham, Alabama last night that it's not too much to ask for players to stand for the anthem. President Trump pumped up the controversy over players kneeling during the anthem during a rally in Alabama last week. Trump said players who take a knee while the Star-Spangled Banner plays should be fired. At last night's Dallas-Arizona Monday Night Football game, the Dallas Cowboys players and owner Jerry Jones locked arms and knelt before the anthem began, and then stood for the song. New app out. It's called TBH, of course, short for To Be Honest. And I love this app. I love this idea. It's all about improving the mental health of millions of teenagers, according to its founder. It works by letting users send anonymous compliments, like so-and-so has the best smile. They send that to their friends and their contacts. Unlike other anonymous apps, TBH only allows positive messages. Yes!
Nice.
And it will have 6 users. I'm sure. Salvador Perez and Mike Moustakas hit back-to-back home runs in the 7th, but it wasn't enough. Royals fell 11-3 to the Yankees in the Bronx. One more Kansas City loss or a Minnesota win would officially eliminate our Royals from postseason contention. And it is National Pancake Day. This food holiday is observed each year on September 26th. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's the show for Tuesday morning, and Shaylee came to us with a problem.
Mm-hmm. Came in this morning. Well, okay. So I know you guys aren't very aware, but there's this thing called ghosting in the dating world. So if you're to ghost on somebody, it's just to, okay, I'm out. I decided I'm not feeling this anymore, and you just basically ignore them.
You would disappear.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we had that. We just didn't call it ghosting.
Exactly.
What'd you call it?
You just don't answer the phone.
Oh, exactly. Anyway, so...
When Mom calls, she tells the person, I'm not here.
Mm-hmm. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Still trying to use that.
Still true.
Yes, yes.
So my question is, how exactly do you properly ghost? Because I feel bad, but I'm like, not feeling it.
Because my advice to you, I said, well, just stop. Because you only went out once. Is that right? You went out once with this guy.
Correct.
And he seems to be very much into you, and you are not into him.
Very nice guy, but I'm like,
And so I said one date, oh, no, you can totally ghost. You just stop writing him back. And then you showed me the laundry list of texts he sent you.
Yeah.
He's written her a lot of texts.
Yeah. See, that's what's unusual for me because I haven't done this in the, like, texting, smartphone, cell phone world.
So, I mean, that's why I feel so bad. I feel so guilty because he's, like, really all about it. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Joey, what are you thinking? Because you're a millennial guy. What do you think she should do here? How can she ghost?
Wait, are you trying to ghost or?
I'm trying to properly ghost and
she feels
not feel bad.
Too guilty to completely ghost and just stop writing him back. She feels like she needs to give him some sort of goodbye.
I don't know. I feel bad. Or do I just ghost and that's just how it is and suck up the guilty feeling and be done?
He showed us. He's written you the novel of text. Well, I mean, you know, my opinion, I told you off the air. It's very easy. You just write back and say, new phone, who dis? easy.
Oh my gosh, please do that just so we can see the response.
New phone, who dis? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't think I can do that.
Oh, you
one.
Could do that, yes.
Okay, I'm going to choose not to do that. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
Well, we'll take an example. Here's 816-576-7102. I see the phones are ringing. Let's go to Justin Bieber. Love yourself, which is also what you can tell him. And we'll come back and we'll take these calls and your texts. We'll figure out how Shaylee can properly ghost. Maybe we can get a millennial's take on this one, too, on the show next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. You should go and love
yourself. Ah, good way to kiss him off. Love yourself, Justin Bieber, 831 at The Show, KC1021. Good morning. How does Shaylee ghost on a date? And, Danielle, she texts me on my phone. She says, well, the guy listens to the show, and he's that into her. He's going to know now. Problem solved.
You're welcome.
I think he's out of town.
Oh, he's out of town.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
2961 texted, Shaylee, just ghost him. It was one date. No big deal.
Okay. So just don't feel guilty.
We have a full board of people here who have an idea how you can do this.
Oh, God.
Let's start in Warrensburg with Carol. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Great. How about yourself?
Doing okay. I'm going to sound like an old person, too.
Okay.
What's wrong with going face-to-face and saying, look, dude, not into you? Or you could do what Justin Bieber says and tell my mama don't like you. She likes everyone. I listened to that, so I thought that would be great. Or the other thing, how would you like to be released?
I don't know.
Oh, the golden rule.
Tables have turned.
Yes. Okay, see, I thought, old school.
Being up front and telling people how you feel. So I'm a face-to-facer, and I know that's not popular these days.
But it was one day. Do you really need the whole face-to-face thing? Yeah, one day.
Because then I'm going to feel guilty, because then he's going to start crying.
Well, or call something. Say, look, dude, I appreciate your interest, but not interested in you that way.
Okay.
All right. No, that's good.
I mean, be up front and honest.
We did get a text that goes along with that theory. 6688 said, I think ghosting is kind of rude and disrespectful. I think every person just deserves a straightforward response so you don't make them look like a fool.
Okay. Well, that's true. That's also why I feel guilty of ghosting.
All right. Let's go to Jay. Jay wants to remain anonymous otherwise. That's cool. No problem. Jay, what do you think Shaylee should do here?
No. Well, this was not about what Shaylee should do. I'm kind of in a similar situation, and I'm not a millennial. I was interested in this guy as well, but this guy has gone extreme overboard, and is like, we could be a power couple and we could be this, and I'm like, wait a minute, we've never even been on a date. We've just been talking, and it's like, wait, what? Wait, slow down.
Oh, yeah.
I've even said, wait a minute, you know, I've been through a divorce. Let's slow down. Let's take things slow. And I've even said, you know, let's get to know each other first. And he's just like gung-ho. And I've been trying to be very, you know, forward about things, but being polite. And he doesn't get the hint. So I don't know, you know, I'm old-fashioned, but yet I'm trying. I don't know what else to do. So I'm kind of like, I hear Kaylee saying, what can I do? Not being a millennial.
Yeah. Maybe you just send a quick short message that said, I don't think this is going to work out. Thanks. It was fun meeting you. Thanks,
right.
Shaylee.
A quick text, boom, that way.
Thanks, Shaylee.
Sweetie, it's coming from my phone. He knows who it is.
Dear
Bill. Date.
And Jay, thank you. Your phone broke up at the end there. All right, one more here. This is Janice in Kansas City. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think here on the whole ghosting deal?
Well, the political correctness is getting totally out of hand. I agree, go the old-fashioned way. Say, I'm sorry, I'm not the girl for you. We had one date, and I didn't feel any connection with you in a romantic way. We can be friends if you wish, but that is the end of what you consider a relationship.
All right, so there we go. Yeah, it's kind of buck up and do it in person.
I think she's scared to do that, and I would be too. I think this text really is the best option for you. 9186 said, just look him in the eyes and say, you're not my person. Bye, Felicia.
I still think, new phone, who dis? That still works for me.
Oh, my.
Are you any closer to an answer now after all that?
No, now I'm more confused. Because if I tell him in person, he's going to start crying.
Oh, I want to be there. Wait, what? You want to be there? I don't want to be there. Do you want to do it for me?
Yes.
No.
Oh, now we're getting into sensitive millennial guy. Is he older than you or younger
than
you?
Yeah,
he's older. He's older than you? Okay.
But still. Did you see the novel? He's going
to
cry.
Oh, he wants to get married. Like, he's in this.
Like, he's ready.
It's cloudy with a chance of tears.
He's already.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Yes. Before we get to the entertainment news, breaking that Shaylee just sent the text that we decided that she would send.
Oh, God, there's more typing. She decided not to fully ghost. She decided to just come clean.
She took your advice to heart, listeners.
And said, it was nice to meet you.
Right.
But I don't think this is going
to
work.
Yeah, very good. Short, succinct, and to the point. And you just got a response seconds before we went on the air.
5 seconds before. What's wrong? Can we please meet to talk sometime this weekend?
Oh, well, there you go. So now that just kind of led down the path. This is why you wanted to ghost in the first place, right?
Right.
Because you didn't want to get into all this.
Right.
Now it's a thing.
But it's not a thing. Boy, I didn't want it to be a thing.
We're in over our heads now. I don't know why. I don't know why you came to us.
You guys got me in this, though.
Truda and I cannot help. We're out.
Good at extracting ourselves. Throw your phone away. Shut it down. Get a new number. That's all I can tell you now. I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm lost. Light it on fire right now, right here in front of us.
Yeah, no, I would cry harder than I did with the breakup.
I don't know. What did we do, Jen? What did we just
do? Yeah, what did you look?
Oh,
what you
gosh.
Made me do?
Oh, sorry, Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Just tag him in today's podcast.
I hate you guys. I asked you for advice, and now look what you did.
Did we make it worse?
You made it way worse.
Well, you shouldn't. We're not experts. We just play them on the radio. That's all.
I've been to a therapist, but I'm not one.
You didn't preface this with that information. For the love.
We are so the wrong people to ask.
Yeah, I don't know why you ever decided to bring that to this show. That was...
Good stuff. Is he still
writing? And he just asked me if I was on the air.
Yeah,
well, she is.
I actually do want to throw my phone away right now.
Well, that's good, though. He's downloading our app, and now he can listen live.
Can listen. Go to the Apple Store, KC1021.
Don't lose him. We need him to listen. We need
Jen.
More people. Shaylee. We need him to listen 8 more minutes a day, too, while he's at it.
And if this is going to... Just don't date anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not
hard for me.
Jeez. You're welcome.
I hate you both.
Hey, celebrating birthdays today, singer and actress Olivia Newton-John is 69, tennis star Serena Williams, 36, and host of MTV's Catfish, Neve Schulman, is 33. It was the first night of eliminations on Dancing with the Stars. Who ended up leaving Brian Truda? Do you have the audio here?
Oh, no, I'm looking at her text. What else is he sending you?
We'll find
out. He's still typing.
Oh, gosh.
The first couple to be eliminated is Barbara and Keo.
Yes, that was Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and her partner Keo sent home last night. There was actually a 3-way tie for the leaderboard, so Vanessa Lachey is at the top, along with Victoria Arlen and Jordan Fisher. Miley Cyrus's parents, Billy Ray and Tish Cyrus's divorce proceedings, they were initiated 4 years ago. Now they've been called off due to inactivity.
According to court documents, the Superior Court of Los Angeles dismissed the case because both parties failed to appear in front of a judge. Tish filed for divorce from Billy Ray back in 2013, but they publicly reconciled just 10 days after the split and are currently together. In fact, in a statement at that time, they said, "We both woke up and realized we love each other and decided we want to stay together." And the sequel to It has officially been scheduled to arrive in 2 years. Comes out September 6th, 2019. The story was always meant to be adapted into two parts.
Don't use that music.
The first movie focuses on the children's experience with Pennywise, and then the follow-up will be told from the adult's perspective. You're getting more texts from this guy?
Well, that's... Anyway, it's brought to you by who?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.